The Quincy College Foundation was founded actually just about a year ago to help offset the cost of higher education for students at Quincy College. So we thought it'd be a good time to learn a little bit more about how it was founded, why it was founded, how it might benefit you and the community from College President Rick DeCristofaro and Director of Institutional Advancement, Kara Bobroff. So welcome to both of you. Thanks for
Thank
coming.
You so much.
Thanks for
Great
having
to
us.
See you again, Mr. President.
Always a pleasure to be here, Joe.
So,
appreciate
Kara,
it.
Kara, nice to meet you for the first time.
Likewise.
But hopefully not the last time.
Yeah.
Back as well. As I mentioned, Rick, about it was June of last year, right, that the foundation was first
about,
kind
yeah,
of
yeah.
put into place, succeeding the Quincy College Trust.
Yeah, very interesting. I mean, the trust, the members were doing an incredible job, but we just felt that it should be about more about raising funds, mm-hmm. fundraising, friend-raising, that sort of stuff. So we started to talk to the trust about that, and so we also at that time started talking about the transition to a board, trustees that really could, you know, there were people that could really do this job at fundraising in a much more efficient way than the current board of the trust. So we made that transition, and it's been really, really great. It was the right thing to do at the right time with the right person, and so we're doing a great job right now at it.
Yeah. So what's the difference, I guess, between the trust and the
foundation? It's really fundraising.
Okay.
I mean, that's really the focus, fundraising for students. You know, right now, and Kara will let you know that we're talking about the scholarships for students. We have our event in the fall, October 7th. So the goal immediately for the foundation was to raise funding for even more funding for our students to get as many scholarships as we possibly can to our deserving and deserving students.
So are the trustees on the foundation the same as they were on the trust, or is this a completely different model?
Completely different model, completely different group of people.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay. I know that the chair is Attorney Paul Barbadoro, and you have members including the treasurer for Norfolk County, former interim president of Quincy College, Mike Bilotti, Ken Quigley, the president emeritus from Curry College, also Dolly DePisa, well-known CPA right here in the city, Mark Brewster from Brewster Ambulance, you've got a business representative as well, Stephen Dooner from the faculty
rep,
Quincy College, and Sean Galvin, a well-known developer right here in Quincy's. What was kind of the thought process for putting this group together?
I think there was a business focus. People that could reach out to people that their colleagues in order to raise the funds that would be needed for scholarships for the students.
Sure.
Yeah.
They had
to be willing, obviously.
They're volunteering their time and their expertise.
Yeah.
So has it been successful so far?
Very successful. Yeah. I'll turn it over to Kara because I think she really has started from the beginning and really shepherded everything that we're doing right now. So,
okay. All right. Before we talk about that, Kara, tell us a bit about yourself and your journey to Quincy College.
Sure. So I guess like many Quincy College students, my journey is not really a straight line, right? It's more of a zigzag. So. Prior to my current role at Quincy College, I was working as the college transition coach for early college high school students at North Quincy High.
Oh, okay.
It was a mouthful. So in that role, I was working closely with the students on many things, including the college application process.
Sure.
So a lot of that was financial aid forms, and so there I was able to see firsthand kind of the financial barriers to higher education and really the importance of scholarship funding. Because college is really expensive, so I feel like any support that students and families can get is huge.
Yes.
So, also, Quincy's early college pathway received significant funding from, you know, the private sector, so State Street Foundation. And so, it's kind of always in the back of my mind that it was really crucial to sustain the funding for such an impactful program. And then prior to that, in a previous life, I worked in public relations. So, I worked on a variety of public education campaigns, which involved a lot of writing and crafting messages to resonate with a variety of audiences. So in my current role now at Quincy College, I kind of combine those experiences and work with donors to kind of build relationships and connect them with the college's mission, as well as, you know, just kind of you know, make sure that their contributions make a lasting impact.
Sure. So would you talk about the college's mission, right?
Yes.
So, because it is a kind of a unique one in the world of community colleges.
Correct.
Right?
Correct, yeah.
It's to be accessible, affordable, kind of boots on the ground, right?
Yeah.
Career pathway oriented.
Indeed.
Right. Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah. How does the foundation fit into that mission?
So I have to say that one of the biggest challenges in fundraising for student scholarships is really raising awareness.
Mm.
I think I think a lot of people don't realize the important role that the college plays in the community.
Mm.
Of course, we have students who come directly to the college after, like, right after high school,
sure.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But we have many more students who come to the college after having gained some sort of life experience, right? So some students might be parents who have raised their children and are now going back to school or maybe even starting school. Others might have served in the military mm-hmm. and are starting out, mm-hmm. whereas others might have lost their job, are looking to reskill, get a certificate, and jump right back into the workforce.
Yes.
So
yeah.
The college plays, you know, basically from high set preparation to you know, certificate programs, associate's mm-hmm. degrees, bachelor's degrees. The college really provides a variety of educational options for a variety of people, no matter what phase they are in their life. And of course, it's, you know, it is affordable, but 60% of our students do require some sort of financial assistance to mm-hmm. pay for their education. So that's where scholarships really, you know, being awarded a scholarship for a lot of our students really can make the difference, or mean the difference, between mm-hmm. staying in school or dropping out because of financial aid.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
you know, we really try to work, we work hard to, you know, get donors to understand the impact of their potential contribution, right? You know, it's not always easy, but
yeah.
it's there's a real need, and the payoff is really powerful.
Do you have, I mean, without naming names, can you share kind of a success story for some students
sure,
who did receive
yeah.
a benefit from the foundation and then
yes,
went on
yeah.
to further
like
their
Scott
career?
Picard, our PR person at the college, he always says, that's like, you know,
yeah.
asking who your favorite child is. You know, there's so luckily we do have so many success stories
yeah.
and so many stories are proud of. There is one student who last year she was awarded the Abigail Minor Nursing Scholarship. She is a mother who has raised her children who are now grown. Single mother, raised her children, you know, worked hard and always wanted to go into nursing.
Mm-hmm.
And she wasn't able to do that up until a few years ago. So she came to Quincy College. She's on the Plymouth campus getting her associates in nursing.
Well.
And so she's working hard for that. She's paying for her education herself.
Wow. Mm.
And this May, she's graduating from college the same week that her daughter is also graduating from college,
that's a
different
great,
college. So
great.
That was really heartwarming.
Yep.
And there's another student we have who, he was awarded one of the Thompson Family Scholarships last year. And he is originally from Myanmar, also known as Burma.
Mm-hmm.
And he fled the country back in 2021. A lot of, obviously, civil conflict going on over there. So he left behind his mother, his sister. He found his way to Quincy College, and he really appreciates the warm and embracing, you know, community that
yes.
that we have. He was previously at a larger institution,
mm-hmm.
and he said there, you know, he had a question about, I think it was related to his major, and he said that, you know, it took weeks for him to get the answer to that question.
Hmm.
And at Quincy College, he received the answer within a day.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
so he really, you know, not only does he appreciate the financial support of the scholarship, but also just the really close-knit community and that the college provides.
Yeah, great, great examples, absolutely. So is the primary function of the foundation to award scholarships?
Right now, that's our primary
okay.
goal, yes. You know, in the future, we look forward to, you know, funding other programs for the college,
mm-hmm.
but right now, that's our main concern.
Okay.
Yeah.
And can you talk about that process, Kara, how that happens,
sure.
how the foundation determines which
okay,
scholarships
yeah.
to award mm-hmm. and how students become eligible for those?
Sure. So yeah. I'll start with the scholarship application process.
Okay.
So students complete a scholarship application,
mm-hmm.
which involves a personal essay. The prompt changes every year. Then we have a dedicated scholarship committee made up of Quincy College faculty and staff.
Mm-hmm.
And they review each application carefully to ensure eligibility and alignment with scholarship criteria. This year, applications were due in March, mm-hmm. and students will find out at the end of this month whether they are awarded a 2025-2026 academic year scholarship.
Okay.
So, and then in the fall, we have our annual scholarship ceremony,
yes.
October 7th, and that really is, you know, I feel it's one of the most inspirational events of the year. Aside from commencement, it's a very inspirational, you know, obviously mm-hmm. it's a great event, but we do honor our scholarship recipients as well, of course, as our donors. So that's a really, really great night. So the scholarship application process, it's competitive but mm-hmm. fair, and it really supports our students, you know, who show need and, you know, demonstrate promise.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So
is there a cap on the amount of scholarships that can be awarded?
So, no, there's no cap.
Okay.
Last year we awarded 118 scholarships,
really?
Worth about, you know, a little under $119,000.
Okay.
So the scholarship amount does vary. It's generally in the 1,000 range, but
yeah.
there are a couple that are $500 ones,
okay.
That were established a long time ago.
Yeah.
But they can go up to $2,500 too.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. And Rick, I think you'd agree that can be very impactful at Quincy College, right?
Very powerful.
I mean, that money can go a long way.
That's
at,
right.
at a place like
That's
Quincy
right.
College.
And the students, you know, feel so good about this.
Yes.
You know, and you know, whether it's $1,000, $2,000, $2,500, they are so appreciative. You know, because of their situations, pretty
Absolutely.
Much. But
yeah.
Either they have a situation or not, they're just students that really care about the college. They know where they are and where they want to be.
Mm.
So this fits in beautifully to them. That's why it's such a meaningful goal,
sure.
initial goal.
Yeah. How does one donate to the Quincy College Foundation?
Kara.
Just give it all to Kara.
the best way and the easiest
yeah.
way is to go to our website, so
okay.
quincycollege.edu.
Yeah.
And then at the top, there's a button that says Support QC.
Okay.
And from there, you can follow a prompt. So you can make a donation online. You can call me. You can do it by cash, check, credit card, debit card. We'll take whatever. But there are also, you know, we have more structured ways too. If you're interested in, you know, providing a named scholarship or
yep.
an endowed scholarship, that's a little bit more involved. But it is a nice way to honor a loved one or
sure.
you know have something in your name. So that's a great way too, yeah. especially if you want to do it annually.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, the chair of the board is Paul Barbadoro,
yes.
who was an alumnus of Quincy
yes.
College.
Yes, yeah, he's a proud alum, and he served on the college's
yeah.
board of governors
yes.
for many years, including chairing it. He was an adjunct professor,
yes.
I think, at one point.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's a tremendous.
And our first donor.
I was
yes,
just
going
to say, and his
yes.
law firm was yeah. the first
yeah.
donor, $10,000 donation. What's the current financial health of the foundation?
We're in good shape.
Okay.
Yeah, our board members have been working hard to secure donations for this year's scholarship
yep.
ceremony. So we're good. We're more than halfway towards our goal.
Excellent.
And, you know, we're hoping to award the same amount of scholarships as last year.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And it's important to note it's a nonprofit,
yep.
501c3, right?
Correct.
So mm-hmm. donations are tax deductible.
Exactly.
So this,
yes.
just, I mean,
yeah.
I like to mention that because there's yeah. a benefit as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, Rick, from your perspective, why is this important for Quincy College, and why is it important for the community?
I think the first focus is the students,
sure.
you know, and what they need, and to get them to where they really want to be, their dreams, their aspirations. That is the first goal. But for the community, I mean, we have a lot of students from the city. And I think the idea that it's Quincy College really represents everything that we can do for the city and for its residents. The other piece is that looking at the high schools and developing this, the pathways for the high school, both North and Quincy. I mean, early college high school, dual enrollment, summer academy, over 300 students, you know, our accelerated associates program for grade 9 just started.
Yeah.
We've already been at two or three of the middle schools to talk about early college and
yeah.
bring those kids up to grade 9. So we're serving a lot, not only the 25 and older population, but also capturing that 18-year-old, 19-year-old, and then going all the way down to 13, 14 years old students at South or Point or Atlantic or Broad Meadows or Central. potential and looking and saying, hey, there's a future for you. Start to plan. Start to plan your opportunity. And that's the other community piece. A ton of opportunities. Opportunities not only for Quincy, but South Shore as well. Dual enrollment, we're down to Oliver Ames and Easton, we're Norton, Mansfield. We're down there with dual enrollment. Mm-hmm. And when we do those dual enrollment, the enrollment in general picks up where students want to come to Quincy College.
Yep.
So it is community driven. It's far more student driven than and probably most any other college. And as Kara said, you know, you can get answers right away. It's a personalized education.
Yes.
And that's a pretty huge piece of it.
For sure. Kara, there is an event coming up in June for the foundation we'd like to mention, right?
Yes, there's an event June 24th.
June 24th.
It'll be at ALBA in Quincy.
Okay.
And proceeds go towards supporting student scholarships. The mayor is coming and providing some remarks, which will be nice, and all of our foundation members are hosting, so we'll hopefully have a good turnout.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, Tuesday, June 24th, 5 to 7 at ALBA right in Quincy Center. Okay. Tickets for that required?
The contribution is $100.
Okay.
If anyone is interested, they can contact me for more information.
Okay, yep. Great. Anything else?
Could I add one thing? Please, Peter Thompson is another person that's on the trustees.
Correct. Okay.
Peter Thompson is a Quincy native. He's done very well in business, and he actually called me and said, you're starting this, and come on, I want to continue.
Oh, very
good. He gives to the Quincy Public Schools in the name of his son and his family. So he called me and said, I'd love to be a part of it, and he's been... he's been excellent as a trustee as well.
Oh, good. I'm glad you mentioned that. It wasn't on my list.
So. Yeah.
Glad you got that in there.
Sure.
Thank you both, really. I hope we had an opportunity to get the word out about the foundation.
As always, thank you for this. It's a great opportunity for us.
Happy to do it.
Yeah.
We'll have you back.
Appreciate it.
All right.